Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time, dig out the truth written between the lines. Her hair's still brick, cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining me today on the line for Her Story number 3 is Jennifer Lee. Jennifer is an entertainment professional with a strong background in women's history. She works in the film industry and has held the title of producer, editor, visual effects compositor, and documentary filmmaker. Some of her Hollywood credits include Back to the Future 2, Forrest Gump, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Beowulf. Jennifer's first documentary film, Mary Jane Coulter, The Desert View, narrated by Ellen Bernstein, was an official selection at many film festivals and won the Bronze Apple Award from the National Educational Media Network. Currently, Jennifer is finishing her second documentary film on the second wave of feminism in the United States, which will be released later this year in 2012. Interviewees in that film include Robin Morgan, Gloria Steinem, Eleanor Smeal, and Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton. To find out more about her work, the film, and when it will be released, please follow Jennifer on Twitter at Jennifer Lee USA. That's Jennifer L-E-E USA. Jennifer, welcome to the show, and who have you chosen to share with us today?
I've chosen to talk about the pirate Anne Bonny.
Well, please tell us a little bit about Anne Bonny.
Well, Anne Bonny was born in 1700. She was not born in the United States. She was born in Ireland to a wealthy father who had an affair with his maid, and he left the home of Anne Bonny's mother when he had the affair with the maid, and he moved to South Carolina with Anne Bonny as she was a little baby. And Anne Bonny was raised in Charleston, South Carolina in the early 1700s, and her father continued to become extremely wealthy as a merchant in Charleston, South Carolina, which was a huge port at that time. And she grew up very wealthy, but she was always a really kind of feisty young girl during a time when girls pretty much weren't that way. And story has it, there's not a lot of facts from that time, and this story has been pieced together over time, but that she didn't get along with a lot of people in her household. Of course, there were servants, and I believe that her biological mother lived there too, but she didn't get along with her either. And she left home at 16 years old and met a ne'er-do-well young man named James Bonny. And she married him, and her father was very upset. And the story goes that her father disinherited her, and supposedly James Bonny just married her for money anyway, so he wasn't really that into her. And he had taken her, James Bonny had taken Anne, down to Providence in the Bahamas, which was kind of a pirate hangout. And Anne Bonny lived down there with him and met a well-known pirate, Calico Jack Rackham, named Calico Jack for his clothing, which was quite flamboyant, and I'm sure the fabrics were calico. And they fell in love. And one night, there was a vessel out in the port, and Anne Bonny and Calico Jack Rackham, with a few of his gang, I guess, of pirates, decided to raid this ship. And they did. And the story goes that Anne Bonny was the one who brandished the first pistol at the two men, sailors, who were defending this ship. And they didn't say anything. And Calico Jack Rackham and Anne Bonny took the ship and sailed away. And thus became the beginning of her life as a pirate. Now, pirates just sailed around and they robbed other vessels, and they would take the goods on the vessel, or if it was a better vessel, they would just take it. So they did come upon another ship that they took, and there was a young man on the ship that Anne Bonny liked a lot. And this boy turned out to be a girl. Now, at this point, you know, Anne Bonny has probably been wearing men's clothing for quite a while, because if to go in and out of society, particularly down in Providence, where there were a lot of pirates, you couldn't really wear the constrictive clothing that women wore in those days. I doubt she wore a corset. I doubt she wore petticoats and all this sort of stuff. She probably wore pirates' breeches. And, well, so did this other young pirate, and she found out that this young boy that she liked so much was a girl, and her name was Mary Read. And the story goes that Mary Read was pregnant at the time, although that's a little bit of a blurry part of the story. But the story goes they went on together, basically the three of them, as like a trio on this pirate ship, and they just lived their lives as pirates. But it was short-lived. Because at this point in the early 1700s, pirates were a real nuisance, and they were everywhere. They were basically robbers at sea, which were interfering with the trade into the colonies. So the governor of the Bahamas at the time, Woodes Rogers, paid other privateers, people who were probably pirates at some point but needed money. So he paid the privateers to find as many pirates as they could and bring them in for to be arrested and ultimately to be hanged, because that's how they did things in those days. And Anne Bonny and Calico Rackham's ship was one of those ships. And the story goes, and we're not sure this is really true, but it's quite exciting, that Calico Jack Rackham and the men were so drunk from carousing all night that when Captain Barnett's ship, for that was the privateer who was hired, came upon them and jumped onto the ship, the only two people fighting them off valiantly were Anne Bonny and Mary Read, and the rest of the pirates were too drunk to fight. So it makes a colorful story. They were taken into Jamaica to be, they were arrested, taken to Jamaica, and they were thrown into prison, and they were tried. And Calico Jack Rackham was pretty much going to be tried and hanged, as were his men. But they had these two women, which was an interesting predicament for the law. And Mary Read said she was pregnant, and Anne Bonny said the same. The story goes that Mary Read was definitely pregnant because she died of a fever in prison. And Anne Bonny basically left. She was freed. And we don't know if she ran away or if her father got her out of jail or if somebody she knew got her out of jail. But we really don't know what happened to Anne Bonny. We do know that Mary Read died. And I find that it's a very compelling story about a very young woman in a time that we know a lot about. And so the way she lived her life then is very inspiring to me.
And why is the life of a female pirate so inspiring to you?
I find her story very inspirational because she was a young girl growing up in a wealthy household in a time when there were a lot of social constraints on girls and women. So I'm not sure if she really had any kind of strong and wild female role models for her to look at and say, oh, I want to be like her. She really just lived her life as she wanted to. And sometimes you see through history, in times when things are very difficult for people, there's always a few people who stand out who can't really buckle under to society's rules. And I think she was one of those people. And the fact that she just took off with a young man that she really didn't know very well, but she loved him, just points to a very age-old story of what young people do when they fall in love with someone. But then when things went south, she didn't go running home. She just kept going. And she kept going in this life of freedom, which I find is so exciting because she had to have been of a very strong stock in order to do that. She wasn't afraid. And everything around her at that time, even if you were a pirate, there was a tremendously dangerous time to live if you didn't have the protection of people in a close community. You know, this was a time of the slave trade. And if you did something wrong, they could just hang you on the spot. So there really weren't a lot of protections. And she obviously felt very good around Calico Jack Rackham, which kind of warms my heart a little bit for Calico Jack, because he was a pirate too. But he did really protect her and show her a really great life. And the fact that she kind of brought this other girl into their fold shows me that she had a really big heart, because she wanted a female friend. And it's always great to have female friends. So the female friendship between Anne Bonny and Mary Read is really exciting to me. And the fact that Calico Jack probably felt a little put out at times, but he still stood by her. It just makes for a really nice story. And I often think about Anne Bonny and Mary Read out there on the deck of a ship in the evening, just looking at the ocean and knowing that what was going to befall them the next day was something that would just be random. They really wouldn't know. And that's a real life of adventure. And history does show that there were so many women who did things regardless of what society was telling them. And that these stories are the stories that have really been forgotten because perhaps historians were mostly male and didn't record these stories. And what a tragedy this is for us now, that we don't have these historical women to draw from when we think about how our civilization has been formed. And basically, I think the story encapsulates for me female friendship in dire times and really supporting one another. And so that this relationship between Anne Bonny and Mary Read and their lives really show that women did do these things, and they got out there and they did them. And it's a very mysterious kind of almost magical story that was rooted in reality, and that the freedom that they must have experienced out there on those pirate ships to be free of social constraints and to just be out there sailing. And that had to be a really great life in a lot of ways, even though it must have been very difficult and they probably had a lot of hardships, but they were definitely free.
Now, I know that you have a lot of books on Anne and female pirates. So what is your favorite book that you recommend to listeners?
There are many older books from the early 1900s and the 1800s, and I've collected quite a few of them. Lately, there's been a few modern books written about female pirates, and I think it's really important for young girls to learn about female pirates. And there is this one book that's, I've got it right in front of me. It's called A Booty, and it's kind of an unfortunate title. I'm not so sure I like it, but it's Booty, Girl Pirates on the High Seas by Sarah Lorimer. And it has colorful illustrations for girls to look at. And the stories are good. And I highly recommend it. Anne Bonny and Mary Read's story is in there amongst many others. And I think it would inspire many a young girl to think about how many female pirates there were out there in the world. And there were many.
Well, there you have it for Anne Bonny. Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
Here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few, her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.